Palestinian President Yasser Arafat has called for a general strike tomorrow in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The strike comes after Israel demolished a Palestinian youth center in East Jerusalem and announced plans to expand Jewish settlements, actions Arafat called a declaration of war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel would respond severely to attempts to provoke violence. Already, tensions are mounting. Today, Israeli radio reported that gunmen fired at an Israeli bus traveling near Bethlehem, wounding one person. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Arafat was angry as he addressed an emergency session of the Palestinian Legislative Council in the West Bank town of Ramallah.
What is that?
Israel has begun the battle for Jerusalem, and so we have no choice but to hold a general strike in the entire Palestinian land, Arafat said. You understand more than me what needs to be done. It will be the first general strike in 2 years since Arafat took control of Gaza and 6 West Bank towns. Arafat also called on all Palestinians to come to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City for Friday prayers. That call comes despite a 6-month-old Israeli closure that keeps most Palestinians from Jerusalem. It was Arafat's sharpest attack on Israel to date and showed growing Palestinian frustration with Israel's 3-month-old government. Palestinians say they're starting a new policy of confronting Israel. Arafat's speech came after Israel announced it will build a new neighborhood in an ultra-Orthodox settlement on the West Bank. Israel also destroyed a Palestinian youth center in East Jerusalem it said was built illegally. David Bar-Ilan, one of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's senior advisors, warned Arafat against provoking a crisis.
It's very unfortunate. I think this is not a time for this kind of rhetoric. This is a rhetoric of violence, and words of violence have an unfortunate tendency to deteriorate into deeds of violence.
That's the same message that U.S. peace negotiator Dennis Ross gave Arafat in a telephone call that interrupted Arafat's speech. Ross met with Netanyahu's senior policy advisor Dori Gold and Egyptian advisor Osama El-Baz in Paris yesterday. But Palestinians say they're skeptical of Israel's intentions. The meeting in Paris was supposed to revive the Middle East peace process and improve the atmosphere between Israel and Egypt. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has threatened to cancel a regional economic conference with Israel and the Arab states if there's no progress on the peace process. After 2 days of talks, there did not seem to be any concrete steps forward. The crisis with the Palestinians also comes amid tensions between Israel and Syria. Israeli press reports say that Syria has recently moved troops from the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon towards the border with Israel. Israel and Syria have also stepped up their rhetoric. Opposition Labor Party Knesset member Ephraim Sneh says the current situation is dangerous.
Since there is no progress in the peace process, we are facing a stalemate. But it's not only a stalemate. A stalemate here means deterioration.
Diplomats believe neither the Palestinians nor the Syrians want an all-out conflict with Israel. The diplomats say the Arabs believe they must act to pressure Israel to return to the peace table. But so far, that pressure only seems to be hardening Israel's stance. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.